said, and because I'd been on the squad in high school, earnest, full-throated cheerleading was my specialty, so that's what I did. But now, I feel like I know about 1/16th of what that young woman knew. Things don't seem as certain today. Now I'm 60, I have 4 adult children who are all facing the same challenges that you are. How it makes things tough for your family. And whether being famous matters really one bit in the end, in the whole flux of time. I know I was invited here because of how famous I am and how many awards I've won. And while I am overweeningly proud of the work that I, believe me, did not do on my own, I can assure you that awards have very little bearing on my own personal happiness, my own sense of well-being and purpose in the world. That comes from studying the world feelingly, with empathy in my work. It comes from staying alert and alive and involved in the lives of the people that I love and the people in the wider world who need my help. No matter what you see me or hear me saying, when I'm on your TV holding a statuette and spewing, that's acting. Being a celebrity has taught me to hide, but being an actor has opened my soul. Being here today has forced me to look around inside there for something useful that I can share with you. And I'm really grateful that you gave me the chance. You know, you don't have to be famous. You just have to make your mother and father proud of you. And you already have. Bravo to you. Congratulations.